Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Travelers Championship from TPC River Highlands is underway. It's the final signature event of the season for the PGA Tour. Interesting exchange and answer from Scottie Scheffler. I guess this was yesterday, coming off the grueling and difficult U.S. Open at Oakmont. You come to this tournament, which is usually a birdie fest.
Last year, 2,200 par got you into a playoff. I mean, 2,200 par didn't even win. Is this course, given it's the last signature event on the PGA Tour for the season, is this course too easy?
You know, golf's funny in that sense. I think people, when they watch golf, it's not like other sports where you want us to look like y'all when we play golf.
And that concept doesn't quite make sense to Scheffler. As he said, he finds it kind of funny when you compare it to other sports.
You watch the NBA and you're like, man, I wish they couldn't dunk. You know, I wish they were scoring less. I wish their shooting percentage was lower on three-pointers. And like, if you watch tennis, you're like, man, I wish the ball was going slower so they look like, you know, me out there playing tennis. It's not like that.
It is true when you think of it that way.
Yeah, but I mean,
I don't agree. I mean, right. You know, because most of these golf tournaments that they play in, somebody's shooting 15 to 20 under to win. And that includes the Masters, by the way. But when I think about the U.S. Open, I've always thought it was the toughest test in golf, and they do that on purpose. And they make the players frustrated, just like we are when we play.
Well, there are people out there who enjoy sort of the carnage. And his point is, like, you don't have...
It's the only sport that happens.
Exactly.
But that's the only time that happens. Every other time it doesn't happen. Yeah. I mean, now, it may happen a little bit in a Ryder Cup, because Gio and I played the Black course the other day, and it's going to be a hard test of golf for them. There's no question about that. But it's not going to be as hard as Oakmont, but it's going to be tough.
Well, it's also, you know, most of these sports, I know you have different dimensions in baseball, but they're played on a fixed...
Right, and these are also guys who, you know, back in the day when Jack Nicklaus was pounding balls 290 yards, he wasn't doing it with all the equipment that these players are playing with today. And even Jack Nicklaus said the balls are significantly different and more improved from when he played.
Yeah, I'm sure if there was like a gimmicky thing in football where, you know, you had to play on a high school field or something, and you see these guys in a different environment or whatever it would be, I mean, we'd be interested in that too. It's just that, I mean... Yeah, he's right about the fact that it's the only sport where we want to see carnage, but it's not apples to apples. It's in a completely different situation. Every golf course is so different. The challenges are so different, where every other sport, it's the same thing over and over again.
But the U.S. Open, historically, has always been played on tough golf courses.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And they've always had them set up that way,
yes.
too.
Yes.
That's why you play at Shinnecock. That's why you play at Oakmont. That's why they play at the Black course. That's, you know, that's just the way it is. I mean, I to me, it's about shot making after shot making after shot making, and then ultimately putting if you can. And the fact that J.J. Spaun made that last putt, that's the way you win a golf tournament. And that was a grind for all of those guys.
Did that baby Rory McIlroy talk or no?
Baby, I did. There was a quote from him. Let me find that because I
actually spoke to the media. Brett.
Yeah, I don't have the audio, but he said, because he missed the Travelers last year.
Yep, that's
and he
right.
referenced that. He said he was licking his wounds from Pinehurst, and of course he lost to DeChambeau Says, but I made a commitment to be back this year. I'm excited to be back. I think the weeks after major championships in these events, sometimes when you're in contention and you're trying to win them, it can feel quite difficult to go play the next week. After a week like I had at Oakmont last week, when you're not quite in the mix, but you might find something in your game, you're excited to come back and play again. So I look forward to the week. This is the perfect sort of chaser for what Oakmont was last week. Nice to get out on a golf course when you feel you can make quite a few.
Yeah,
games.
I mean, that's why this golf course, you know, or this golf tournament usually ends up with really, really low scores.
And that was the question they asked Scheffler. Yeah. And his answer eventually was, you're rewarded for good shots, but you are punished for bad shots. So he feels that
Rory
it's a
Rory was terrible at the Canadian Open 2 weeks ago.
He was, yes.
Brutal.
Yes.
He didn't even make the cut.
That. Yeah, yeah. Well, to our point about TPC River Highlands, Davis Riley has birdied his first three holes, and he is already at 3 under par in the early going of that tournament. One other thing I want to get...
Was he an alternate, too? He might have been an alternate.
Was he?
Yeah.
I saw somebody withdrew this morning. Was he the one that got in this morning?
He might have been.
Well, he's ready to go.
stepped
out of the course. Birdie, birdie, birdie. There you go. Did you guys see that you've infiltrated a new demographic, by the way?
No.
Kindergartners.
Oh, I did see this.
Listener
yes,
Laura
yes, yes.
posted to you guys on X a photo, and she wrote, quote, my kindergartner drew Boomer and Geo at some point this year. No clue why, but it came home in his end of year folder. And she wrote, I'm dying, like with laughter. And his little stick figure pencil drawing colored over with crayon. One of you was in blue. The other was yellow. Not sure which one.
Well, he's definitely yellow. Blonde.
Yeah, probably. And the kid wrote Boomer and Geo below
right,
his drawing.
And I think the yellow was bigger than the blue, right?
I didn't take note of that.
Yeah.
But that would make sense. Yeah, and I know you need to feel bigger after...
It's better than being orange.
...standing next to the intern yesterday. Better than being orange? Yeah, I would agree with that.
TV's going to have the picture in just a minute. But yes, Davis Riley was the alternate. So Brian
from
Camp...
From this morning.
Yes, from this morning.
Wow.
So he's hanging around, not thinking he's going to play in the tournament. There's the picture right there.
The blue looks a little...
I guess it's me.
The blue looks a little taller.
Yeah, it is true. Yeah.
And the yellow's got... I don't know if those are arms or a belly sticking out there a little bit. Let's hope it's
spelled Boomer and Geo correctly,
yeah,
though.
Yes.
And I think maybe that is the big intern in the middle. Maybe it was,
right.
it was based on yesterday's post.
I originally thought it was a balloon, but now that you say that, yes, it probably is.
Putting his arms around you guys, giving you a hug.
Awesome. So that's Lachlan, right? Is that what it says up there?
Looks like it.
Pretty good.
What is a 20 kg? What does those numbers mean? What do we think?
2D kg R30. I have no idea. Don't know, but that's pretty cool.
That.
Very cute.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Brian Campbell withdrew this morning from the Travelers and replaced by Davis Riley.
There you
shows
go.
Up and then birdies the first
Well, Schefter can be out there breaking down his round on ESPN Plus.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.